been told that was going to ask you to spin her the mic.
Rocco, how are things going on Ellicott Street?
Ellicott Street is going fine. I think most of our buildings are 100% filled with tenants. The tough part is retail space.
What about your special events up in the, you know, with the concerts?
Our special events have gone terrific. 2 weeks ago, we had an Andre Bocelli concert, and we had over 800 people there. They were all from the suburbs, most of them, all older people, and the concerts have gone great. Last night, we had the last of our family movies, and we had 200 people there with their kids to watch a movie in the street and have dinner. And everybody has fun. Kids are running around, and it's just a fun event.
How important is it to have the Mohawk reopen to react, help what you're doing?
I think synergies are important. And the Mohawk just brings more foot traffic downtown. And that's going to also happen with the Christmas market. All of these things bring foot traffic, and foot traffic is the most important thing downtown.
What are some of the lessons you've learned over the last couple months with doing special events in Ellicott?
I've learned that not all things work. Some things don't work. Cut your losses and stop those things that don't work. And those things that are successful, work harder to make them better.
What ones don't work?
Well, what didn't work was bocce and pickleball, because we were limited to one day and 2 hours during that day. And it's tough to get people to do come to something that's so restrictive.
What has worked well? The movies?
Concerts, the movies, the jazz on Sundays, extremely well.
Are you seeing the difference now on Ellicott Street?
Absolutely. We have people coming, especially to jazz, older people from the suburbs, and they're amazed at downtown. They're amazed at sitting in the middle of a street, because the mayor has his plan to reactivate downtown, and there's no problem with closing the street at any time.
Okay. Now you got the Chicken Wing Festival this weekend. You have tacos and tequila at Waterfront. Talk about the synergy that's going to be happening in downtown this weekend.
You're going to be bringing a ton of people downtown. Thousands and thousands of people will be downtown. And when they get done at those events, they'll go to restaurants. They'll go to bars. They'll spend money downtown. These are people with disposable income. And that's what we need downtown, is disposable income.
Yep. So you're making good inroads then?
I think we are. We've got a lot of work to do, but we're starting, and hopefully this will catch on so that other parts of downtown will be doing the same thing.
Sort of from urban development, economic development, crawl before you walk, before you run?
Exactly, and I think that's what's going on right now in Buffalo, and I think next year will be bigger and better.
Okay, thank you.